Knucklehead.
What's up, guys? We're the Knuckleheads Podcast. I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater, and I don't do take twos. And he takes a sip of his monster, and I'm going to go. So you know what I hate?
Well, you're supposed to say, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Knuckleheads Podcast on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and all the platforms like Spotify.
I hate when people don't rate, review, subscribe to all of our podcasts and all of our platforms.
What you should have said was, I hate people that don't buy stuff on our Teespring store. That's in the description.
I hate people who don't buy stuff on our Teespring store. Links in the description. Get 2% off.
No.
I try.
We don't have a promo code. They can suck dick. I had to turn off my fan. Damn,
it's the false fall out there, because it got kind of cold this week. It went from like fucking 90 to 70. Got pretty cool. It was nice out today, and I actually had to go to the office. So
you poor bastard.
As long as they like keep it to like every now and again, or even if they were like, yo, once a week, I wouldn't mind. But if they was like, yo, it's gonna be back to 5 days, but yo, this job just became not worth it. So I gotta see what.
Which I there is some merit to that.
What, the job's not worth it?
No, like if it's when it gets to that, like going back to the office, nah.
I think what it would come down to is that, like, I would probably be more prevalent in banging out more often. You know, being like, hey, I'm sick, I gotta bang it, because like when I'm home and I'm like I'm sick or. Or if I'm, like, hurting or something, like, whatever, I stay working because I'm home. I'm still comfortable. Or, like if my back hurts or something, because sometimes I sleep like a fucking pretzel. I'm getting beat up by ghosts in the middle of the night. I wake up, my back hurts. So when I sit at my desk, I just chuck an ice pack back there. Can't do that at work. That's fucking weird. So, you know, at least at home, I can kind of be sick and be more comfortable. Like, my sinuses have been clogged up, so... I'm just like, fuck it, I can work and be home, knock back a Claritin. So I think, like, working from home kind of gives you that advantage of, like, I'm willing more to put up with it because I'm home, as opposed to now I got to get up early. I feel like shit. I got to drag myself to the fucking office, put up with the bullshit, then drag myself back home. If I don't feel good a little bit, and I got to go out, I'm banging it. That's fucking
damn. Which, the funny part about it is just, like, you also...
I can't hear you. So while he fixes his sound
problem. No, we're good. I'm sorry. No, I muted because I was hearing a humming, and I'm like, I shut off the computer. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is this humming. It was driving me crazy. I bought a cooling dock for my Xbox. So like I left it on when I shut off my Xbox. So it was just, the fan is just spinning in there, and I heard the humming, and I'm like, fuck, this is driving me nuts.
Want to get nuts?
Let's get nuts. The main thing, what I was going to say about working from home, the crappier part, is you can't really call out. Like, the last time I tried to call out, they were like, oh, he's just going to miss the morning meetings. Like, it was, you literally have to be like, hey, I'm out sick today. I'm not attending or working. And then you have to put in a sick day. Because if you just kind of, like, go to wing it, like, you're still on the clock and they're going to still use your ass. So it's a little more difficult to call out. Like, if you're like, hey, my back hurts, I can't come into work today, and you work from home, you're not really going to get too much sympathy.
It's different from my job, because if you're sick, they don't sweat us. They don't make us put days in for
being
sick.
Oh, no, we don't either. But no, if you abuse it, you got to put days in. Like, we got five sick days.
We don't have I think we have pretty much unlimited sick days.
Yeah, until you start using them shits.
I mean, I haven't put in a lot of sick days, but I put in a lot of days I had to go to the doctor, because I've gone to the doctor more in the last couple of months than I've gone in the last few years, and I haven't gotten any penalties or anything of that nature, so they don't seem to sweat it as much. Like, my boss this week, he was out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday sick, so my boss is definitely prone to banging out, so they don't seem to sweat it, but I just think, we work and we still put up with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've both gone to work sick and dying or hurt or whatever we're used to. And I guess a lot of people have that attitude. But, like, for me, if I call out sick and I'm working from home, I just send an email before 9 o'clock and I close it, and the computer's closed, and I'm not opening. Your job is more prevalent. You got more important shit.
Now it's a little different. This is the first time in my career that I actually feel like I can take, like, for my vacation, this is the first time I feel like, oh, hey, I could actually take vacation and not have to fucking, you know...
Worry you're going to lose your spot?
Yeah, worry about it. Like, that's the thing, because every time I've taken vacation, it's, shit, what happens if, you know, I gotta answer this email, I gotta run the show, I gotta quarterback, I gotta help people, what if there's something that I didn't train someone on as a lead, and I forgot, and then that problem happens, you know, or if you're the guy, quote unquote, like, every project you have has to be done before you leave, like, it's just so much pressure to like not be at work. So this is the first time where I feel like I can actually take a day off. Like, because I see my boss, like, he's stressed. He has a lot of shit on his plate. But, you know, 3 months ago, I was there. I was a lead for 4 years. It's fucking hard. I was a lead through COVID. It's hard. You got to deal with a lot of shit. You're always on the hook. If everybody calls out, guess what? You the one that's in charge, you know? So I get it.
Are you Charles in charge?
Charles in charge.
Too bad Scott Baio's a douchebag. I was gonna say, did your butthole finally unclench?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting there where I don't have to worry about some stuff. When I do see an email or a Slack, I still kind of get antsy a little bit, even if it's not to me. But I you know, calmed down a good amount from how I used to be and how I had to be stressed and always stress, fucking on the weekend. I'm thinking about Monday and I'm thinking about what I have to do. And now, you know, I don't have to really think like that.
I don't, you know, I've definitely learned to not worry about it since I wasn't a manager anymore. And what it came down to is that, like, if any one agent is not there, all their stuff gets redistributed. So that somebody else tends to pick up the slack usually. Unless there's like a lot of people out, or like when we have Summer Fridays, some of the other guys' work didn't always get pushed to the other people or to us, because, you know, there was like only three of us, and usually there's fucking seven of us. So if four people are missing, it's hard to like for us to take the work, but a lot of our work will get redistributed. So that's one that I don't got to worry about, because I picked up plenty of people's work.
Which that's what we do now as well. All the work goes to an email that all of us get. So if someone's out, you know, like you said, someone could pick up the slack and help out. And my boss picks up slack. Like, he's not like, oh, this is above me, you know, or below me. But, you know, it's definitely redistributes through the team where you don't have to worry about it as much, you know. But as a lead, your ass is on the fucking line and there's no way around it, you know. And that for me, I took that very seriously. And I wanted to make sure that if I'm going on vacation, my boss doesn't have to check in with my team, doesn't have to worry, doesn't have to do any of that. You know, so now I'm on the other end of that, where for my boss, I want to make sure I do that, you know, help out when he's not there, or, you know, make sure no one has to worry about, you know, your area. But
and not just that, but like there was always that, you know, hurry up to wait mentality, because how many times I got sent an email and it was like, reach out to this person ASAP or call this person right away. And then I had one of those since like the early last week. And they were like, oh, call this lady because she has all these questions. But she's going to place a $20,000 order only if she gets these questions answered first. And it was just like regular basic bitch questions, like shit that was just like fucking stupid. And then I sent her fucking two emails and I called her four times and I got no responses. And then eventually they gave her my email, my direct email. So she finally gets in touch with me. So then we exchanged like four emails and that was it. And I was just like, and that took almost 2 weeks to complete. And I was just like, yo, and all the time y'all were waiting for me or me trying to get in touch with this lady, one of y'all motherfuckers should just picked up the phone. And if there's $20,000 on the line, should have picked that bitch up.
Well, it's also, you gotta understand, like for something of that nature, yes, the person should have picked up the phone and called right away. But we get that a lot. Whenever money is brought up, even if it's not a super priority or not, it doesn't have to be done right this second. They're like, yo, all hands on deck, hurry up, everything.
Drop what you're doing away. But that's the thing.
It just sucks.
The thing is, like, the way I always look at stuff like that, it's obviously not that important if you're not willing to do it yourself. That's fucking, I think that's verbatim for everything in life. because regardless the fact, like if because the salespeople get commission. So if I got a $20,000 order riding high, and I can't cash in on this order until the fucking support agent fucking answer these questions, either I'm gonna be up their fucking ass because now you playing with my money. And number two, if it's that important, like I'm gonna get on the horn and I'm gonna do this shit myself. I'm gonna figure out what I can and cannot do. Even if I get in touch with them and they're like, okay, X, Y, Z, okay, I can answer X, but let me get back to you on Y and Z. And I'm gonna fucking just pull that shit out myself because the percentage those people get is not terrible. You know what I'm saying? They get good commission checks out of that shit. So you know what I'm saying?
So like I understand that mentality. But there is a line in that mentality where there is, like, I believe in the ranks, you know, like I wouldn't, if my boss's boss asked him to do something and he's slacking on it, I wouldn't just do it, even though I could. I would ask my boss, like, hey, you want me to step in and help you? Because in reality, if someone stepped over the line, like I've definitely shit on a lot of people for overstepping in my area. And it's like, yo. Like you have to know, you have to respect everyone's area. So if I'm a salesperson, I'm respecting the area, but there's chances are whoever's the middleman of the communication is reading the expedite way too hard. So like we get that all the time where a salesperson, an order comes in and sales sends it. Whoever the middle person is like, hey, this is the most important thing you'll ever do in your life. I don't care what has to be done. And if I contact the salesperson, sales is like, oh, that's due at the end of September. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of annoying. I don't necessarily mind the chain of command, but I always think like the biggest problem is just everything is always I hate hurry up and wait mentality. To me, that's the stupidest fucking.
It's also annoying. You also have to understand it has to be in their court. Like, the reason why granted, I hate it too in some scenarios, especially during the holidays, where everyone is like, yo, before this date, you have to do everything. And then I come back from vacation at the end of the year and everything's still sitting there because we're waiting for the customer because they're on vacation. That kind of shit I hate. But the mentality of get it off your plate and put it in their court is something that, like, I live by. Like, I don't want no open anything on my court. I fucking pass that shit. Like,
you pass. Oh,
no, as soon as I finish my shit, here, now it's time for your side. Like, I'm not, if a customer wants a quote, I will get that quote as fast as possible and send it to the customer because now it's up to them to spend the money or not. I never want it where my boss is like, hey, they have money out and you didn't give them a quote yet and it's been X, Y, and Z amount of hours or days. No, hell no. I'm going to make sure that they always have the information they need, and I'm out of it. Now it's up to ya.
a quote is different, but the thing is like...
But that's hurry up and wait. That's me hurrying up to finish that quote, and we're waiting for this motherfucker to decide for 2-3 weeks if they want to spend money.
Yeah, but I think the difference with a quote, because sometimes you got to pull out a quote so they can get approval for purchase orders, that's the understandable.
Or even information. Even information, though.
That's a hurry up and wait. Because even if I send them emails and I call them and you constantly, because all that stuff gets logged in Salesforce and we make notations. So it shows you when I call them and it shows you when I email them. And
I use Salesforce too.
When I get one of those emails, I'll be like, call this person. And then I'll follow up. Okay, here's the case number. I called them and I emailed them. And I usually follow it up there. And they don't necessarily get bitchy. To me, I think it's just the lack of like, you know, this is important. You do it. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just me. Anyway, go to the next one because I'm going to keep bitching. What's our national?
I think it's a fair assessment of potentially maybe your team needs to figure out a better way to communicate what's expedited and what's not.
and not just that, but I would also suggest that the way they try to divvy up some of the work doesn't always make sense to me. Certain things that should be on a different team. Like at some point they had a debate or a discussion of who's going to get what responsibilities, and responsibilities that were just once all the sales department slowly got pushed into the customer service department. And it's just like, why are we doing that? That doesn't make sense. Like this doesn't what? Like, how? Like, you know, like, whatever. Like, we can give you a quote, but we can't process the quote. So even if I give you a quote for parts, you have to send it back to me or send it back to sales for it to get processed through the sales team. And then we get a commission out of that quote. But we can't quote machines. That has to come from the sales team, or certification. That has to come from the sales team, but we can take that and kick it back over to sales.
So it's jumbled. So yeah, somebody needs, like, to fix the assignments.
Nah, I fucking think so. Anyway, sorry.
For the national days, like, I was looking at it. We do our national days every time we record, and normally we do all food ones.
No food again?
No. Like, the only thing that's on here that's important is Adam Sandler's birthday. Other than that, I could give two fuck. Nah, Adam Sandler's a fucking goat.
Look like a fucking goat.
Teddy Bear Day. Your Studebaker.
Teddy bears were named after
Theodore Roosevelt?
Yes.
Teddy Roosevelt?
I'm surprised you knew that.
Damn. I didn't know your dumbass knew anything.
I just thought it was one of those stupid facts that only I knew.
I have a lot. Believe it or not. Hold on. Hold the phone. Believe it or not, other people have stupid facts too.
I don't know, but I'm the stupid fact machine over here. I'm just fucking shooting stupid shit out all the time. I'm a riot at a party.
Let me see. Hug Your Hound. National Make Your Bed Day.
I haven't made my bed in years. I don't even have sheets on my bed.
Yeah, I mean, that's gross. But
a little bit.
Ants on a Log. That's the closest thing we got to food.
What the fuck is that?
It's a celery stick cut in half, peanut butter inside, and then raisins. It's a kid's snack. Looks like Ants on a Log.
I've seen that, but that's weird. What does that taste like?
I don't know. I don't like celery. Or at least raw celery.
I think I would try it just to see what it was, because the crunch of the celery, peanut butter, I mean, I like peanut butter and raisins. Celery is not the end of the world, but...
No, National Peanut Day, if we go down to the 12th or 13th.
I mean, the best peanuts are the ones from the fucking the street vendors. Those peanuts are fucking phenomenal. But yeah, I can only imagine what one of those bags cost them.
They got all the dirt and all the fucking train juice on
them. Yeah, so you get the flavor.
Okay, September 14th, Gobstoppers, National Cream-Filled Donut Day, National Eat a Hoagie Day. So they're all on the 14th.
What the fuck's so special about the 14th?
It's Wednesday. So that's where all the food ones reside. Normally we do the food the day of. The butterscotch cinnamon pie. Mmm. International, I thought that said hot dog. No, hat day. Cheese toast day. Yeah, this has all the national double cheeseburger day.
Mm-mm-mm.
Why not have two?
The fucking Crown Burgers were so thin, bro. Two of them was barely one. Two is one, one is none.
Okay. the other thing we wanted to jump into, there was a random, what is it called? Fucking ads, dude. Yo, McCaffrey, if you're listening, I accept the risk. Suck dick, bro. Stop fucking every single time they put the thing in the bottom corner and it's like, do you accept the risk? If I hit yes, every single time that shit keeps coming back and it's driving me fucking crazy. Like, dude, yes, I accept the risk. Eat shit, bro. Leave me alone. Any hooser. Something really important this week happened. Sad news. Very sad.
Did you drop died. She had a good fucking run, though.
Nah, I'm just playing. I could care the fuck less. Like, it's one of those things where, yo, people were like, oh my god, I can't believe the queen died. I can't believe King Charles is in charge. Like, Charles in charge.
Motherfucker, she was 97. How could you? How is that such a hard fucking thing?
Who cares?
The process.
This is America. Why do we care?
No, the funny thing is, what we're gonna see over the next like week or two.
People eating tea and crumpets.
I mean, maybe. What if we would have lost our revolution? Was it for the French?
We didn't. America.
Yeah, look at us now. Fucking one mass shooting every 12 hours.
At least our president's not dead.
Their president's not dead neither.
Super Queen, dead.
That we're going to see like their whole country goes into mourning, and the way they react and the way we look at that and how we look at a monarchy, we're looking at them like, you guys are fucking stupid. But they look at us all the time like, you guys are fucking stupid. So now we get to see that weird culture that just is only, you know, there and only there. And I think it's funny the way like the whole country, they're going to be like, you know, taking the big chariot shit through the streets. And
yeah, I mean, it's a big deal.
No. I'm yeah, sort of. But what I'm saying is the way that people in the streets are going to be just fucking blubbering. They're all going to have them big fuck off hats. And it's just going to be like, yo, like, we look at that. the fucking, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, that we're looking, you guys are fucking stupid. But they're looking at us like, hey, you stupid because you don't got fucking universal healthcare yet, dicks.
No, but so, if our president died, like, not only will it be TikTok videos instantly, it'll be fucking sponsored by Charleston Chew, and like, it's going to be a money grab. They're going to sell T-shirts, just like the, when
although I got to say, if Trump died, I'd get a Trump's dead T-shirt. Yeah, I support.
No, who the hell, what big, not Michael Jackson, DMX. No, I think it was Michael Jackson or Kobe Bryant. Like, people were selling the air from the arena on eBay.
I think we've talked about that a few times. Didn't somebody try to sell parts from the helicopter for when that dude,
Yeah, they tried to sell parts of the helicopter.
That's just grimy.
Trust me, there's a lot of terribleness. Granted, I understand what a massive deal it is for, you know, England, and I understand all of that shit. But as a normal New Yorker, I don't give a fuck. I mean, bad because
we generally don't give a fuck in general. That's the New York vibe. But I'm saying, like I said, we do stupid shit that they look at it like, this yacht is fucking stupid. But, you know, I mean, the idea of a monarchy is a bit out of date, I think.
And you have a 70-year-old prince is even stupider. But
why can't he be a 70-year-old prince?
Fucking imagine in a Disney movie if a 70-year-old prince pulls up.
All right,
I'm here, girls.
His father says, yeah, but all the bitches want him. He's got money, and power.
Yeah, and maybe he's got a few like years. Fucking left. Austin Powers' retarded father. The other shit, the... Yeah, I know they look at us like we're stupid, and that's fine, because a lot of the shit America does is stupid as well. But the most American thing you can do is be like, yo, fuck the queen. Like, who cares? But I get it. It's sad. It's a part of history. But, yo, the royal family are a bunch of racist, super bigoted pieces of shit. And if you're a fucking normal New Yorker, and they're like, damn, fucking King Charles is an asshole. I don't want him to rule. Like, he ain't ruling you. It doesn't matter. Who the fuck is?
America the dutiful.
She's dead, Jim. Dude, she's fucking like 600 years old, man. Did you see Trevor Noah when he talked about her?
No, I didn't see that one.
Like, yo, she's seen every Batman. Like, what the fuck, dude? It's like, she's seen Adam West. She's all the way to Robin Pattinson. She's seen all the Batmans.
It would be funny because you get a couple of New Yorkers going over there. And when they go by in their big carriage, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, who's this bitch? Hey, fuck you. Look at that stupid hat.
The fucking hat.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, that's sad. End of an era. But I think,
what's for dinner?
Princess Diane dying. It doesn't mean shit because it wasn't tragic. That bitch was 170 years old. It wasn't tragic. And what makes it worse is the other day.
You got a motherfucking axe to grind against the queen? The other day,
me and Miss Fanboy were talking, and I don't remember how it came up. And I was like, yo, you know what I can't believe? What? The fucking queen ain't dead. That bitch is still alive. And Miss Fanboy was like, yeah, she's still going strong. Boom, 2 days. This time was like, yo, you should play Lotto because fucking the Grim Reaper over here.
You jinxed the bitch to death.
No, her fucking 190-year-old life did that. She had a long ass fucking life.
I mean,
it wasn't tragic.
So much for the royal family being like either lizards or have like werewolf blood in them or vampires and shit.
All they got in them is bigotry and racism, dude. That's it. Meghan Markle is like, gotta in your gonna, face, bitch.
She's gonna roll up to the corpse. Who's dead now, motherfucker?
Fucking whore. But yeah, I know it's news and I know it's cool now to like for everyone to let's mourn the queen. Like, yo, are you really gonna fucking cry over her? If you were the amount of people that I see on my Facebook sad about it, I'm like, yo, if your fucking Spanish ass or black ass went over there, she would be like, pff.
I mean, they could drop a bomb in Texas. I'm not gonna miss a beat.
Well, I mean, MAGA, super MAGA supporters that you know those super ones that we know of, like they got you know a bomb dropped on them, be like, all right.
Anthrax.
that's a oldie but a goodie. Bringing back terrorists. So.
Vanilla Sorry, ISIS. Guys, the queen was protecting all of us from that, so now that okay. The queen is gone, it's on.
Vanilla ISIS over there. He's like, oh, Anthrax? We bringing it back?
Can I be Vanilla Bean, though?
No.
I remember when that was so big, Anthrax. Then they started putting like powder in envelopes and mailing them shits out to federal buildings, and I remember there was so many Anthrax scares, and yo, motherfuckers can't even spell Anthrax, let alone you're going to be fucking scared of it. Yeah, spell Anthrax, go.
A-N-T-H-R-A-X.
I don't know.
That's how you spell it.
All right. Don't Google it. No. What I'm saying is so we don't leave a trail.
No, I wouldn't Google it. I just read the subtitles.
Wow, way to suck the cock out of that one.
On mom, I didn't know how to spell that. That one's not that hard to spell.
Oh, what the fuck? I can't. You know me, I'm terrible. Well, anyway, fuck the queen. What's next?
The other thing from menssxp.com, they talk about 9 actors who were paid millions of dollars for barely appearing in a movie. So the number one is Robert Downey Jr. It says Robert Downey Jr., he was paid $10 million for his role in Spider-Man Homecoming. And it's not exactly a cameo, but more of a supporting role. But even then, he appeared on the screen for 8 minutes.
So I was going to say 10.
He was paid over $1 million per minute in contrast. Tom Holland's full salary was $500,000.
I was going to say 10 minutes. It's so ridiculous that they get to that point, and it's just like, yo, like, part of me wants to hate because fuck you, that's so ridiculous. But then the other part of me is just like, I mean, if motherfuckers are stupid enough to pay it,
so
might as well. Like,
if you know your worth, that's one. And two, if you actors sometimes when they get that caliber, especially for how far along he was in the like Iron Man character in pop culture, there's no way they could turn him down. You know, like it's not like he did one movie. Like he was in a fuck ton of movies, and there's no way to, you know, like they can't just go, you know what, fuck him. I'm cut him out because he's in the next movie. Like they can't cut him out, so he kind of got him bent over the barrel. But it says the Avengers Robert Downey Jr. was of course a starring role, but still with a big star cast. He was on the screen for 37 minutes. He earned $50 million from the movie. He was paid, every other Avenger paid $4 million or less.
SOD.
And that's in Avengers. That's not even Endgame. So that means he probably got paid way more than that. The number two is George Clooney. It says Gravity was all Sandra Bullock, of course, but still can't forget or ignore George Clooney for 18-minute appearance. The actor took home $20 million.
Jeez, I like to get. I want to get so famous I get paid like $1 million a minute.
Harrison Ford. K-9 The Widowmaker apparently is a movie. It says the box office dud only made $65 million with a $100 million budget. But you know who's not mad? Harrison Ford. The actor worked on the movie for 20 days and received $25 million. That's $1.25 million per day.
I think he won, and I think they got the short end of the
Yeah, I think they did get the short end of the stick, and, you know, maybe he should invest some of that in his cross-eye. What's funny is I think the hater is frozen. The hater was frozen. The next one was number 4. It says Julia Roberts, Valentine's Day and Mother's Day, which are two different movies, I think. It says, these random holiday movies, and why are they paying Julia Roberts millions of dollars for a few minutes? Your mic again. Yeah. It's just, you hear a lot of background noise when you go up and down. It says she appeared on screen for barely 6 minutes and was paid $3 million. It says the movie Mother's Day, she worked on the movie for about 4 days and took home the same amount.
I think a lot of these actors, like, one, I don't even think they might not even be necessarily worth it. Like, but for that short amount of time, it really doesn't seem worth it. Like Harrison Ford. I never thought Harrison Ford was that good of a fucking actor. Like, he did some okay roles, but I never thought of, like, Harrison Ford, like, damn, if I could deserve an Oscar or something.
I mean, he does for keeping his eyes together. Fucking one of them is left real odd.
Michael's in the face.
He's Shawn Michaels. Yeah, they're definitely very close to each other. The other one is Star Wars Force Awakens, Mark Hamill's 30-second screen time. With zero lines, he was paid $1 million. That was a big fuck you. Like, I remember seeing that shit. I was like, oh, man. And then when the credits rolled, I'm like, so he ain't even going to say nothing? Like, what the fuck? Just a look?
Although $1 million.
Oh, no, it ain't shit. But if you think about, like, that is how long was he on set for? You know, they did his makeup, whatever.
He just showed up for like one afternoon worth of work. All right, I got to hate on Mark Hamill.
The number 6 is Marlon Brando in Superman. It says, back in 1987, the Godfather played the role of Jor-El. In Superman, he barely appeared on screen, about only 15 minutes, and was paid $3 million for that role. So $3 million for that, for 15 minutes in 1987. So $3 million, 1987, worth today. Let's see. How much you think it is? Oh, okay, it's not that big. I thought it was going to be way bigger. It's about $8 million. Are you frozen? Again? Fucking hate is frozen again. The next one on the list is the one who hits dames. Sean Connery himself. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. It says, it was reported that Scottish actor was paid $500,000 for his cameo, but according to biographer Richard Yule, he only made $250,000 for 4 lines. Whatever the case, if it turns out, he didn't keep the money, he gave it all to charity.
Yeah. That's what they say. Was it battered women's charity? Because he was battering them and putting them in there.
Charlie Sheen in Scary Movie 5. It says Scary Movie 5 with Lindsay Lohan. He ended up earning $250,000 for just one day of work. He actually didn't keep any of it after giving some money to Lindsay Lohan to help her with tax debt. He gave the rest to charity, supposedly.
I think Charlie Sheen is definitely overpaid. Like, how much it would pay him, obscene amount of money. For 2.5 minutes, or even all the Friends characters, they laugh at, like, that. That's when you know you're just being obscenely paid, like $1 million.
Yeah, but if you're doing it for that, like they were shooting episodes, you know, you barely have time off. You're shooting all the episodes. You're doing all that stuff. Like, if you can finagle that much money, like I can't. I hate more on someone like, you know, making. Like Bruce Willis for Expendables, when he wanted like millions of dollars to do a 3-day shoot or something, and they replaced him with fucking Lazy Eye Ford. I that annoys me more than the dudes from Friends or Big Bang Theory or Game of Thrones, whatever it is. Dude, they're fucking putting in work for years. Like, if they can haggle and get higher salary per episode, like, that doesn't get me mad, because they have to do a lot of work for that. Coming to the set for 3 days to get, you know, X amount of money, that kind of sucks. The next one is my hero, The Rock. He it says Dwayne Johnson is the highest paid actor, of course, blah blah blah. And it says with his from the when he was in The Other Guys, he did a couple of scenes and he was paid $9 million for The Other Guys, and he was in it for not even probably less, because it's the first sequence, then they're heroes, and then they go on the next run, and then they die in the chasing the guys from the they jump off the building.
I'm just mad. He's motherfucking making all this money, and I'm over here scraping it together. He's motherfucking just making $1 million a minute. I'm over here fucking eating peanuts.
Did you just play music?
Did I freeze again?
Was that me? Oh, and I think it was an ad.
I was about to say, what am I playing? I'm playing the Sad Hope music now.
Brad Pitt and his cameo in Deadpool 2. Oh, he was paid a little less than $1,000 for 30 minutes. I forgot. I didn't even know he was in that movie. And if he was, I forgot. The other one I saw on movies.stackexchange, top billed actors for the least amount of screen time. And I was trying to find, like, who was the top actor with the least amount? But this one is not. They mentioned Mark Hamill. This link kind of sucks. So this other list from Showbiz mentions the same people that we were just talking about. George Clooney, Charlie Sheen, Marlon Brando. They mentioned Julia Roberts for a couple of things. Are you frozen again? Damn, I think the hate is frozen again. Let's see. I want to do, how many have you seen? The American Film Institute. So let's go into that one. So I was going to say, let's do the American Film Institute, but let's not do that one. Because it's, I thought it was a couple of questions of how many of these movies have you actually seen? But it's like 100 movies on a list. Like, I don't want to go through all that shit.
That's a lot of fucking movies.
CNN Business, Kellogg's wants you to add water to your cereal. What the fuck?
The funny thing was, when I heard that on the radio today when I was going to the office, when I was coming home, and then I looked at my phone, and then that article popped up, and I just skimmed it. And I was just like, is this what we come to, people? Is this what it is? So apparently they're putting powdered milk into the cereal, and you add water.
So that's like buffet. Like, that's not it's like powdered eggs. Like, I thought it was just water and cereal. Like, I didn't know there was like dehydrated milk in there. Okay, that kind of helps me a little bit, because I was like, man, that's fucking nasty. And yeah, that's from the Kellogg CEO. Shut up, Mr. Kellogg. What a fucking name is.
I don't know. Something about water on cereal just sounds fucking weird.
Happens. The other one from CNN was, a cruise ship passenger died after being attacked by a shark while snorkeling with her family in the Bahamas.
Yo, that shark was like, oh, how you doing?
He's
like, I'm on vacation, bitch.
It was a bull shark too, so they're fucking super aggressive.
Definitely. The crazy part is the statistic, the likeliness of getting fucking attacked by a shark. That's astronomical. Fucking 73 shark attacks or something like that last year? 73?
Yeah, I mean,
Out of all the people going snorkeling, what are the odds?
I don't want to know.
Never tell me the odds.
I mean, I don't really go snorkeling or go in the water. But it's still definitely very sketchy.
I mean,
I thought you were frozen again.
I'll fucking throw this computer, bro. I swear.
What's funny is I said that when I paused. I'm like, man, hey, it's frozen again. He's probably throwing his fucking computer.
Fucking charge.
Don't throw your computer. Throw the headset. It's cheaper.
Good call. And it ain't going to change nothing. I think I'm still, like I still want to do, like, a swimming with the sharks or some shit like that, but...
Fuck that.
I think I would still want to do it, but... I mean, I guess it, virtually any shark could fucking take you down.
The only one I would recommend is in the thing that I wanted to do with Pig Island. They take you to another island, and you get to it's in shallow, but they're nursing sharks. They're sharks where their teeth hasn't come in yet. Like, that is not as bad. But hey, let me go in this cage and throw chum in the water and get this fucking shark to be like, hey, what up, bro? Nah, hell no.
Yeah, I would do that shit. That's fucking hard. You'll never see some shit like dick. You would never see something like that unless that motherfucker was eating your ass. So I think seeing it from a somewhat controlled environment, I think like that's like a it's the only way to experience it, I reckon.
Fuck that.
Because if that motherfucker gets a piece of you, that's your ass and your leg, maybe an arm.
Fuck that. I saw Shark Week, the jackass guy that got attacked by the shark. Like that shit. That was scary. Like, he got a chunk bit out of his stomach and his arm, you know, and they got him to the hospital. Luckily, he didn't die. But that was scary. But I don't know. I'm good, man. I don't fuck with the ocean. You got to respect the ocean.
I think so. But I mean, sometimes you got to make a little disrespect.
On Insider, I don't know if we talked about this one last week. It says, it's now illegal for anyone under 21 to buy whipped cream in New York.
Yeah, I think we made a mention of it. Apparently, the stuff that's inside, the propellant.
They're doing whippets?
Yeah, apparently you can get high after the fact. But I think I just went for the whipped cream.
I mean, you're far over the time, the limit. So you should be okay if I had to guess.
The cream or getting high?
No, I'm talking about being able to buy it. If you're far, you know, you're times two.
I can't get... Damn, I don't need that fucking hole. I want to get caught when I go to the store for whipped cream.
The fuck out of here. Yeah, they'll card you to see if fucking you got diabetes. Like, yo, if you got diabetes, bro, don't buy this.
Is it I got the crimson D on my fucking identification card so they know what's up?
Yep, diabetes. You got it. Or you fucking... They put a D and then what type on your arm, like the fucking Holocaust. Got the tattoo on his arm.
Wow.
So I'm a little antsy today. I'm Holocaust, guy. Fuck the Queen, and a retard joke. I'm fucking coming I'm out. Off the rails today. I was excited for our second episode that we're not going to record because the internet is trash.
Fuck me right in the ass.
The other thing we did... Settle down. The other thing we didn't talk about last week was Gary Busey. He was charged with sex offenses at ManiaCon, which if you look at the man, like, I don't know, it's always maybe because the first time I ever seen him was Lethal Weapon, and since then I'm like, yeah, I don't, this guy's something wrong with him.
He looked a little fucked up in the head.
He definitely doesn't look like he's all up there. Like, that's just the main thing. Like, he's not all up there. Like, if you think Gary Busey is, you know, not fucking a nutcase, something
speaking
wrong with
you. Speaking of Gary Busey, I saw Predator 2 last week after I watched Prey. I watched Predator 2, so I haven't seen Predator 2 in fucking forever. Have you seen Prey?
No, not yet.
It's pretty good.
I want to see it. It's one of those things where we don't have much time to watch TV together, and then if she wants to see something and I want to see something, we gotta fucking
fight to the death.
Wait until we both feel like watching it.
Predator 2, yo, that shit is so fucking like 80s, 90s. Like, the way everybody's dressed and everybody's got like that certain look to them, and it's funny because it was like the heat wave and how the Predator's drawn to the heat, and then, yo, it was like real movie level shit. Like, all the shootouts they were having, like, dudes is just unloading just heavy arms in a fucking block. Like, that shit was literally a war zone. Like, the fuck out of here. And this dude just rolled his fucking six shooter, and Danny Glover, he kicks a lot of ass in that movie.
That's before he got too too over this shit.
I think
the other, I do want to see Prey. I think the hater is frozen again, so I do want to see Prey. If I hear only great things about Prey, so since the haters' internet is crapping out, we're gonna do a short episode today.
Because Cablevision is gonna get fucking replaced tomorrow, you fuckfaces. And I'm gonna take. Well, that's now it's gonna be you must carry the burden. I will never.
Ever since I got the Google shit, I've been fine.
Because I threatened them. I already canceled. They was listening in because you know Big Cable is listening.
the last thing we always do on the episode is Florida Man, which. This one comes from the New York Post. This was... Oh, wow. September 8th, 2022. So this is yesterday. Florida man stopped by cops. When they approach his car, he pulls out a 3-foot sword.
He's like, I am the one. Fucking police.
After learning that the man provided the deputies with a fake name, the deputies asked him to step outside of the vehicle. Police tried to remove him. He reached towards his center console and drew his blade attached to a metal dragon shaped handle, according to the outlet. Deputies attempt. A deputy tased the man, who was later I wish there was a fucking video to this. He's like, I am the one. Just starts fucking getting tased.
Nah, it says
the 34-year-old Randy Lynn, never trust a man named Randy, but he was unsuccessful. He began poking the weapon out of his car window. It says he tried to roll up the window, but the deputy smashed the window with their batons in his face. He tried to flee out the passenger side door, but the cops tased him again.
What happened? You just pulled your sword out, bro. A subsequent search and seizure revealed
methamphetamines, a glass pipe, and marijuana in the car. Shocker. He was charged with providing a false name to law enforcement, resisting an officer, possession of marijuana, possession of controlled substance without a prescription, possession of drug paraphernalia, and thinking he was the one. this is one of those I wish there was a video, man. This would have been awesome.
That would have been funny to see him get tased, or like as soon as they bust out, like he's rolling up the fucking window and the sword gets caught in the window and he has to roll the window back down.
The fact that they just fucking bust the windows in his face. Like, oh, you got a sword? Damn.
Yeah. There's glass in your face, bitch.
Yeah, I wish there was a fucking video.
I can just imagine this guy. You just see the sword poking out the fucking window. Just fucking...
Damn. Or if it was like a cheap sword like from Comic-Con and they just hit it and it just bends. Like, oh, man, that... Oh, damn, I wish there was a fucking video. Well, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all platforms. Buy our shit on Teespring. Like I said, it's a quick one today because the haters' internet is dying. It died 6 times already during this one episode. So, yeah, before he freezes again, I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater, and fuck you, Optimum. You
Dylan! Son of a bitch.